The winning sound of Network Sports.
And a very pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to another very special edition of Mason and Guests, heard on Voice of Barbados. You can call us at 441790. You can send us a WhatsApp at 253-4679 or an email at cricketmason@yahoo.com. Mason and Guests is brought to an association with our very good friends at Barbados Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.
The winning sound of Network Sports.
Well, a big, big victory for the West Indies team. What a victory indeed. The guys went to Bangladesh, and many people were saying, oh, it's going to be a walkover for Bangladesh. But with energy and commitment, and with a lot of support as well from people in the Caribbean, we had a situation where Craig Brathwaite and his men brought the bacon home. And this evening on Mason and Guests, we celebrate the work of art from Kingston, Jamaica, right through to Georgetown, Guyana. And of course, we can't leave out the region's mecca, Kensington Oval, and of course, Barbados. We are quite happy on this show this evening to celebrate the work of art. And we've got a special show lineup for you as usual. We're going to be having Roger Harper on the show, the chairman of Selectors. In fact, he's now called the convener of Selectors. We also go to St. Vincent to talk to Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, the big cat Sir Clive Lloyd, whose letter inspired the men. And of course, Philo Wallace comes a call in. We also want to talk Super 50 cricket. The Barbados team not doing well at all. And Wendell Coppin, a little bit later on the show, he's the manager of the side, is going to come and talk to us as well. We also want to talk to a legend in Derek Murray. So we've got an interesting show lineup for you, and we are hoping that Roger will join us very, very soon. I just spoke to him, and he's going to be with us very soon. But without any further ado, let's go to St. John's, Antigua, and talk to a great man, a man called Sir Curtly Ambrose. Hello, Sir Curtly. How are you this evening, my friend?
Hello, Andrew. I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. My smile is as broad as St. John's.
I wonder why.
Well, talk to me, Sir Curtly, about this win. I mean, this really is a win that we should celebrate.
Of course, we should. I mean, Andrew, I'm quite sure that you can remember prior to the guys departing for Bangladesh, I had a few interviews, and I think you were one of them.
Right.
And I said that these guys could spring a few surprises because everyone kept talking about second-string team, and I hate those words because these guys are the next best in line, right? So I am extremely excited, very happy for the guys who have gone there and won the series convincingly when not too many people gave them a chance. So I'm very, very happy for that.
Indeed. And when you look at it, you know, Craig Brathwaite came up trumps in terms of his tactics, certainly making the right moves. We had some very good performances. Kyle Mears' double century. I thought Bonner was brilliant in both test matches. And this young man, you know, Josh De Silva, continues to impress us with his cricket.
Yes, I'm very, very happy. When you look at West Indies cricket, you know, we as West Indians, we are spoiled. Many years ago, when we were the best team in the world, just keep beating people left, right, and center. So it's a hard pill to swallow now that we're struggling a little bit. But beating Bangladesh in Bangladesh with this so-called second-string team, as some people call it, I hate that. I'm very, very happy for the guys. I thought Saturday led very, very well from the front, you know. And, generally, it was a great team performance. Kyle Mayers, you know, Bonner, Blackwood, De Silva. I mean, these guys, they were so consistent in the bowling department. Cornwall, Warrington. You know, these guys, what impressed me most, we didn't rely on one or two players to carry the burden. Everyone chipped in at different times. So the whole team effort, that's the reason why we won.
Mm-hmm. And talking about Cornwall, well, he's not going to be knighted like you, Sir Curtly, but I'd imagine he's coming back tomorrow. In fact, the team is due home tomorrow, and that's going to be, they're going to be landing in Antigua. Of course, the that series against Sri Lanka starts in Antigua. What a performance from Raheem Cornwall. Talk to me about him. Yes, you know him well.
Yes, he performed extremely well. I mean, like he said, you know, he was prepared mentally before the challenge and expected to bowl a lot of overs. And from the time he got that 5-wicket haul in the warm-up game, I said, you know what? These guys don't do well. Right? So I'm quite happy for him. And of course, the team, the whole team, management, everyone, coach, everybody, because it was a team effort. Mm-hmm. There's no one particular person, and that made it so special.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Andrew Ford is with me. Doctor, good evening to you. Your smile is as broad as Bangladesh. How are you, Doc? Nice to see you. Come on, bring that smile, Doc.
There's well, it's good to have positive things to say about the effort of the guys, and I think we're all pleased. Of course, we had our concerns at the beginning, but I guess we can reflect on the words of the selectors and some of the other members of CWI saying that it was an opportunity, and thankfully on this occasion the opportunity was taken. And as Sir Curtly said, the second match really showed the, you know, how together the team was, and they all chipped in, and it reminds us of the way that some of the other teams without the well-known players perform. But the important thing is that winning attitude and that positive approach to the game, that's something that we want to have, and also the competition for places and for people to really want to produce to do well so that they can represent the West Indies. So I really hope that Cricket West Indies would look at this group and would also look at the other players that are of merit in the Test arena. I think Test cricket is not dying. I know all over the world they talk about keeping it alive and you know, playing with the pink ball, but I think Test cricket still has the imagination of most cricket lovers, and we should keep this team together, make sure they're motivated, keep working on them, bring whatever is necessary to develop the spinners, develop the fast bowlers, develop the batsmen, and just keep that curve going up for Cricket West Indies.
Mm-hmm. So Curtly, I know that you are doing some wonderful work there with ESPN. You're making big money now, Sir Curtly, and you've never bought me a drink when I come to Antigua. Hopefully for the Sri Lanka, you need to buy me a drink there, Sir Curtly. If we turn our attention now, because I know you've just got another couple of minutes left, we are waiting for Roger Harper to join us by Zoom. What has been the standard of the Super 50 so far? Are you happy with it, Sir Curtly?
I am very happy. It is going very well. Runs have been scored, some good chases, bowling. I mean, both spinners and seamers are getting wickets. The pitches here at the Coolidge Cricket Ground has been fantastic. You know, so the overall standard is very good. And I'm really pleased to see the guys, you know, where we still have some guys who will get in and then give their batting away, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we have to look at. But generally, the standard has been good. Cricket has been very good.
Sir Curtly, can you explain the non-show really of the Barbados side with some big guns like, you know, Jason Hold in the side? You know, you've got Jonathan Carter, who's done reasonably well at the regional level. Ashley Nurse, who can win a game for you. You've got two young bucks and, of course, Holder and Harden. What has gone wrong with the Barbados team? And in fact, when you look at the stats, in the game against the Leewards, Barbados could not defend 300, and they had as many as 30 wides. And in the game against Trinidad and Tobago, 18. So in two matches, 48 whites. Can you explain, Sir Curtly, what's gone wrong with Barbados?
I certainly cannot explain, but it's surprising for me personally, because, I mean, they have a very good team, and I just believe that they're a little bit indisciplined, especially in the bowling department. You can't afford to give away so many extras every game in 50-over cricket. It can cost you, and so far it has cost them, right? So, and I think the bowlers need to be a little more disciplined. And, of course, the batsmen have to try and score some more runs. Most of these guys get in. You talk about Jonathan Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of halves, don't you?
Yes,
got
yes.
In, got out. You know, great, Justin Gray. So there's a few guys who got start and just never press on. And in terms of the 300 that they lost against the Leeward Islands,
mm-hmm.
at one stage, they were cruising.
Yes.
And we all thought that, okay, they're going to win this game. But, I mean, Casey Carter played well to get 100. But what changed the game? Was that cameo from here?
Yes,
there.
Yes, 26 and one over from Shamar Holder, yes.
Right, 28-9 balls. That changed the whole complexion, brought the Leavers back into the game, and they got off the line with three balls left.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, the Barbados team, they're not looking the way I expected. But like I said before, the bowling has to be more disciplined. They can't afford to give up so many extras.
Mm. Just before Dr. Ford comes in again, what advice do you have for this young man, Shamar Holder? Here's a young bowler. He made his debut in New Zealand, looked impressive in the test match that he played. But in the one-day competition, he went to Bangladesh, didn't do very well. Now struggling for the Barbados team. What advice, as a former great fast bowler, do you have for this young man, Shamar Holder?
I do like Shamar Holder. I think he got a lot of potential. And can continue to do well. Now, he's going through a rough patch, which mm-hmm. all of us have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
My advice to him is not to panic. That's the first thing. Just go back to basics. Just try to remember the thing that he has done to make him successful. And just keep the cricket simple. You know, sometimes when you're struggling, you tend to try a million different things, and it may only get worse. So my advice to Shamar Holder, keep it simple. Do not panic. Just reflect on the things you've done to be able to make you successful and go back to doing them. Keep it simple, and the form will come back.
Dr. Ford?
Hi. Well, so currently, really and truly, the Barbados Pride had lost two players to COVID, and I think they would have lost some very important preparation time due to the team having to be kind of quiet and secluded because of that activity. And I believe that those days that the team missed out on training is showing in their games. My question to you is, what's the difference? We know Shamar Holder is a good bowler. We've seen him in the four-day competition. We've seen how effective he's been. But the difference between long version cricket and 50-over cricket. So what is the difference for a fast bowler in approach to test cricket versus 50-over cricket?
The approach has to be different. First of all, in four-day cricket or test cricket, you need 20 wickets to win games. In ODI cricket, the first thing that a bowler should be thinking about, in this instance, Shamar Holder, is containment. Because you don't have to get 10 wickets in an ODI to win. You don't have to bowl the team out. What I find sometimes with him, I think he's striving a little bit too much to take wickets. So my advice is, think about containment. And as long as you contain batsmen for a long period, they must find ways to score. And then the wickets will come. Yes, every bowler wants to see a couple of wickets in the wickets column. But there's a process. You contain for a long period, you build pressure. And when you build pressure, that's when we try things out of the ordinary, out of the norm, to get one, and then the wickets will come. So that is my advice to him. Just contain, hold tight, keep the pressure on, the wickets will come.
All right, well.
Are there any young batsmen that you've seen that have impressed you so far in the tournament?
Well, there are quite a few. I don't particularly like to call names, Doc. respectfully, you know, sometimes you know, start calling names and okay. guys here, you know, because they call him a name, then they probably start to lose focus and figure they've arrived and any other kind of thing. So I try not to call names too soon. I prefer to see them for the longer period and how consistent they are in that kind of way, respectfully.
All right. Well, so currently we want to thank you very much indeed for coming through and talking to us. I know you got to go and do some work. What's the latest score in the match there with the Windwards playing against Jamaica? What's the latest score, Sir Curtly?
Yeah, well, you know the Windwards got to 260 of the 58 of the 50 overs.
Right.
Jamaica really struggling. 61 for 5.
61 for 5?
In 15 overs.
In 15 overs. Well, they've not won a game like Barbados. Can you imagine? Barbados not winning. It looks as if Jamaica will lose here. So this is not good news at all. And they've got some pretty good players. Well, I want to thank you, Sir Curtly, for coming through and talking to us. And enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Okay, well, Mason and guests is pleased to have the Prime Minister of St. Vincent on Zoom with a smile as broad as... Stubbs. I know Stubbs. I've got some land in Stubbs, Prime Minister. Indeed. And it's really a pleasure to have you on the show, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. And of course, we call you the 5-star general. And I understand that maybe the 6-star general a little bit later on. Roger Harper's joined us a little bit late, Roger. But I'm sure you don't mind being in the company of this great gentleman. And already I can see Derek Murray as well join us. What company, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez? How are you this evening, sir? Nice to see you.
Well, I'm in really... First of all, I thought you would see as broad, the smile as broad as the Caribbean Sea. I'm happy to be here with you, Mason the Great.
Yes, indeed. Nice to see you.
with Roger and my brother Derek.
Yes, indeed.
You know, two icons of this game.
Yes. Well,
You're smiling because of the 2-0 victory in Bangladesh.
I am indeed. Well, Roger Harper has joined us, and of course Derek Murray is as well. This is a wonderful team. We're going to start with you, Prime Minister. Your reaction to the victory by the West Indies.
I thought you were going to start with the fellas who play this thing at the highest level. I'm just a connoisseur of the sport, you know. I just love it.
Indeed. All right. Well. You're going to give way to Roger Harper, the chairman of selectors. Roger, nice to see you. How are you?
I give way to the tall man with the off spin.
Yes, indeed, Roger. Roger, your reaction to the victory.
Good evening, PM Gonzalez. Always a pleasure to see you. Good evening, Andrew and Doc. And I understand Derek Murray is on.
Yes, yes, he's very much with us as well. Yes.
Good evening, everyone. Mm-hmm. Well, I am very excited and happy that, you know, we've managed to pull that off. More delighted for the young players because I saw a great sense of passion, a sense of determination, and that sort of never say die attitude, you know, and the team spirit really came through there. And I thought, you know, it was really amazing because we won one game, batting second, you know, when we seemed out of it, and you know, someone stood up and really played, you know, a remarkable innings, well supported at the other end by, you know, the new rock of the West Indies, it looks like, especially on that tour. And in the other game, we batted first, set a target, and, you know, really fought hard and defended it admirably. I think, you know, all kudos to the team.
Mm-hmm.
They all played a terrific part, and the team spirit and support for each other was plain to see.
Right. Well, Derek, you said on this program a couple weeks ago, just before the guys went to Bangladesh, we have nothing to lose. And I'm sure you're quite happy with the wonderful performance of this team led by Craig Brathwaite. Good evening to you, Derek. Trying to, Derek, we're trying to pick you up, yes, connecting to audio, that's what it's saying. Of course, we'll try and see if we can get Derek Murray. But let's go to Prime Minister. So, Prime Minister, you actually were promoted in the batting order because Derek didn't have his pads on. So I go to you.
You're muted, Mr. Prime Minister.
You're muted, Mr. Prime Minister, and we want to hear you. Yeah, okay,
sorry.
Fine.
I was saying that for me to go above Derek, Derek must have been batting at number 10. I don't think that he has ever batted. But now, you know, as I watched the game, one of my favorite poets is Walter Butler Yeats, poets outside of the Caribbean. And he has a poem, The Second Coming. And he addresses the question that things fall apart and the center cannot hold. But that's not the part I want to address. He says, the best of all lack commitment, and the worst are full of passionate intensity. But in this team, which they said was not the best, but they were not the worst. But what we saw from this was commitment mixed with their skill and a temperament in difficult circumstances, which very experienced players would be proud to emulate. I saw the batting of Bonner and of De Silva, and in one innings, well, in the first match, really, the batting of Mayers. And Mayers' left-hander bat stands up straight and comes down. Made 40, I think, in the first
innings. Yeah, in the first innings, yes.
And they doubled the 209, 210 in the second. I saw most of it. As you know that I have a part-time job as Prime Minister, and on nights I stay up and watch West Indies play. Yeah. I still and lots of coffee and biscuits.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and my wife saw me when she got up in the middle of the night and looked in my study, and she saw me there still watching, and I'm very cheerful with her. She said, "Ah, West Indies is winning."
Yes,
because when we are not winning, I'm irascible. And she has to be around me as though she's walking on eggshells, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and then of course, the bowling of. Well, I thought all the fast bowlers bowled quite well on difficult surfaces, and on a couple of spells, Gabriel was absolutely brilliant. And then the spin combination of our brother, the big man from
Cornwall,
Antigua, Cornwall,
yes,
and Warrican, two different kinds of bowlers, and in a way they complement each other, and the all-round cricket of Azhari Joseph, and who is developing into an all-rounder. He has good skills. I'd like to see him not allow his batting to take away that immense promise that he showed us from the under-19 days as a fast bowler. And he has that ability, and he looks every part of a test cricketer. And Braffitt led the team with good sense, and what I would call Bajan common sense.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, and there's a lot to be said for Bajan common sense, you know. He keeps a patience and a calm.
Yes.
You know, and he knows that sun brightens stone. And he's just at it. He stays at it. And the changes for the bowlers, I admire his work as a captain. I think that in relation to Cornwall was the man of the last match,
mm-hmm.
and Mayers in the first, and I think Bonner justifiably was the player of the series.
Right, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Though he didn't excel to be the number one man in each of the games, but he was pivotal in both of the games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And deservedly the person of the series, the man of the series. Cornwall is a unique bowler. I think that when he turns to bowl and he takes just two minor steps,
mm-hmm.
as though he wants to conserve energy in his large frame. I've never seen any bowler, a spin bowler, has such a short movement at the stumps before he delivers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for someone who is so big, he has a certain agility. I saw the last catch which he
took. Yes, brilliant.
You know, and one, you know, my brother Mason, though you are not in possession of his girth.
No, not as yet, not as yet.
I doubt whether you would have been able to reach and get that ball as quickly as Cornwall did. You know, it's